You are now listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to destination for women who are tired of feeling burnt out and stuck in the exhausting cycle of doing but not thriving. Each week, we'll provide you with Christ-centered mental wellness prescriptions to help you reclaim your peace, renew your purpose, and live life spiritually well. And if you're a therapist or a coach, the tools and insights that we curate here will help you make a Christ-centered impact on your clients today. Are you ready, sis? Let's get started. Hey, friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about comparison and the blueprint that we must follow to overcome comparison. Now, before we get started, a couple of quick church announcements. One, make sure you download the Spiritual Well app. Our final major update is rolling out later this week. My prayer is that I'm done with it by Monday. Announcement two, all of my Google Play Store Android users, I'm working on it, friend. Okay. They are making this a little bit more difficult the second go around, but don't worry. Don't worry, friend. It's coming. I am going to be letting y'all know in the upcoming weeks of a time where we're going to get together live, and I'm going to walk y'all through the app. So make sure that you keep your eyes on the lookout for that. Go ahead, download the app, share it with the people. I'm really excited for what God is doing over in the Spiritual Well. Now, let's talk about comparison. We are in the middle of this series where we've been talking about agency. And I really, again, just want to remind you of what agency is. Agency is our God-given ability to move in alignment with what God has entrusted to you. It is ownership. It is saying, this is my work. This is my assignment. This is my responsibility, and I'm going to carry it. And a lot of us have found ourselves frustrated with God saying that we're waiting on him to change certain circumstances that he's already given us agency to operate in. Without having agency, you end up drained. You live a reactive life instead of a proactive life. And you end up living in these cycles of exhaustion instead of really living life more abundantly. And one of the biggest thieves, one of the biggest oppositions, one of the biggest strongholds, one of the biggest weapons that the enemy launches against agency is comparison. And people love to say comparison is the thief of joy. However, my Bible and your Bible does not say that. In fact, Jesus said in John 16:22, your joy no one will take from you. So comparison is not the thief of joy. Comparison is what robs you of your agency. Your brain is always looking for two things. Who caused this? Whose responsibility is this? Why did this happen? Who does this belong to? It's something that we call attribution. What can I attribute this to? And it's not a bad thing. It's really how we are able to come up with our understanding of life. However, when comparison comes in and influences and distorts and perverts your attribution, you start making sloppy assignments. So now you're carrying burdens that were never meant to be yours to carry. You abandon the things that God actually gave you. And before you know it, you are now exhausted because you are living outside of your lane. You've heard me say this before on this show, that when you talk about people who run professionally, one of the ways that you get disqualified from the race is when you step into somebody else's lane. Paul talks about this in Galatians 6:4-5, where he says, each one should test their own work, for each one will have to carry their own load. That is what agency is. You need to test what is yours, carry what is yours. Don't borrow your confidence from someone else's life. Stop outsourcing responsibility that belongs to you. And so in this episode, what we're going to do is we are going to break down comparison, and I'm going to give you three strategies that you have to really embody in order for you to overcome comparison. Comparison is more than just insecurity or a bad habit. It is a distortion of responsibility, and it steals your agency, it kills your confidence, and it destroys your sustainability. So it comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I want you to really take hold of what we're talking about as we go through these strategies. And really, Paul gives us this blueprint in Galatians 6, verses 4 through 5. I'm going to read it in the New American Standard Version and then in the NLT. It says, "But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting, but to himself alone and not to another. For each one will bear his own load." Now I'm going to read it in the NLT. "Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we each are responsible for our own conduct." As we listen to what Paul is saying, there are three strategies that he is giving us in order for us to overcome this stronghold of comparison. The first being that you have to shift your focus from accumulation to authenticity. You have to shift your focus from what can I accumulate to I'm going to live a life that is authentic to me. In Galatians 6 and 4, Paul says, "Let each one test his own work." This word "test" in the Greek, it means more than just a glance. It's not about you looking at it. This is about you really taking a process to examine or prove whether something is genuine. So when we talk about in the ancient world or in biblical times, this was how coins were verified to see if they were real or counterfeit. And it was also used for refining metal. Fire is applied, and it's not to destroy it, but to reveal the purity by burning off what doesn't belong. So when Paul is telling us to test our work, he's saying, hey, your work needs to be tried by fire. I want you to understand that when you're so focused on accumulation and not on authenticity, scripture tells us everything that we do is going to be tested by fire. And so it needs to be something that you've been called to do authentically because it needs to stand. Then when you look at this word work, it's more than just busy work. This is a word in the Greek that speaks to labor that flows out of your identity and out of your purpose. These are things that you have done because God has called you and has ordained you to do those things. So Paul is saying, hey, do not waste your time looking at your neighbor's accomplishments. Put your own God-given work through the fire to make sure that it is genuine. We have to understand that comparison thrives on accumulation. It pushes you to measure your worth by how much you have stacked up, how much you have gained, whether it's applause, visibility, recognition, material things, and it feeds these very distorted benchmarks of what society says success looks like, that unrealistic version of yourself that you imagine that you quote unquote should be by now. All of that is counterfeit weight. When you look in the book of Hebrews, it tells you to not be slowed down by the sinful things and also the weights that also hold us back and slow us down. And comparison and this accumulation lifestyle is one of those weights. But when you look at what it's meant by for us to examine ourselves, it protects our agency because it forces us to ask, is this authentic? Is this the assignment that God has placed in my hands? Or am I just hustling to keep up with cultural pressure or my own distorted ideals? And so when you test your work, you burn off any type of fake or phony performance that is keeping you from being who God has called you to be. And then what you're left with is just things that are genuine to what God has called you to do. When you think about this, you have to understand that accumulation is always going to point outward. Authenticity is always going to pull you back into internal reflection, and it's going to call you to be back in alignment with the Lord. This is not about you being self-degrading. This is not about you nitpicking. This is really about you making sure that you are doing things that are authentic to yourself. When we look at research, it tells us that comparison runs like a treadmill that does not stop. There are two theories here that we really want to look at. First is what's called social comparison theory. And so it shows that when you measure yourself against other people, two things happen instantly. First, you feel like you're behind. You spiral into envy, anxiety, and discouragement. The second thing that happens when you compare yourself to others is if you feel like you're ahead, the win is always very shallow, very short-lived, because there's always someone else for you to measure yourself up against. That's why comparison feels so exhausting. It runs on accumulation. How many likes, how many achievements, how many signs that you're enough. But because the scoreboard keeps moving, because the goalpost keeps moving, you never actually make it to where you're trying to go. Have you ever thought about in all of your goals and everything that you are trying to do, where is the line of I have enough? What does enough look like for you in your day-to-day life? We keep talking about generational wealth. How much generational wealth? Where is the line? And then we look at things like self-determination theory. And self-determination theory, it really talks about how people experience lasting confidence and motivation when what they're doing is authentic to them. Authenticity means that your choices are autonomous, meaning that you have agency, you choose them freely, not out of pressure, not because you're trying to uphold an image. You are competent, meaning you feel capable to do it. Not that you know everything, but between your skill and education and the things that you're gifted in, you know you can figure it out. You're not stretched thin trying to prove yourself. Competency. And then that you're connected because your work has meaning in your relationship with God and other people. Do you see the difference, friend? Comparison hijacks you into accumulation, all externally driven, all pressure-based, all unstable. Examination returns you back to authenticity, to where you are internally aligned, you are doing what God has given you to do, and you're living a life that is sustainable. Comparison runs on pressure, cultural expectations, that made-up version of yourself. Accumulation is more accolades, more approval, more accomplishments, more money. And then you'll always be restless because there's always going to be someone who has more. But when we decide that we are going to focus on authenticity over accumulation, when we do that examinatory work, you are flipping the script. When you test your own work, your God-given assignment, you stop grading yourself against the quantity and you start asking your own questions about the quality. Is this authentic? Is this what God called me to do? Is this aligned with what God entrusted me with? And that's going to shift you from performance into purpose. Psychology is just proving what Paul already said. Social comparison, it increases anxiety and envy, and authenticity fuels confidence and sustainable motivation. What does that mean? Every time you choose authenticity over accumulation, you are actively pulling your agency back into your own grip and out of the grip of comparison. Every time that you choose authenticity over accumulation, you are walking in what God has called you to do. If we are going to truly deal with and break free from comparison, your focus has to shift from accumulation to authenticity. That's our first strategy. Strategy two, you have to shift the source of your confidence. Let's look at the second half of Galatians 6 and 4. It says, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not his neighbor. Now, when you look at this word boast in the Greek, this is not about being arrogant or bragging. It is a legitimate ground for confidence, something that you can point to as real and approved. So Paul is not condemning the joy of saying, I did what God called me to do. What he's saying is that your boasting, your godly pride will come from your own life and won't be dependent on your neighbor's life, won't be dependent on that other person's life. It has to come from within, from the assurance that your own work has been tested and is genuine. Comparison oftentimes produces this borrowed confidence, meaning that you only feel good when you stack up well against someone else. And in the moment that you don't, your confidence is in the trash. Confidence goes to hell completely. That's why people can hit a milestone and they hit another milestone and they hit another milestone and still be disappointed and dissatisfied with their own life, because you're building outcomes and you're not building a life out of obedience. Comparison keeps moving the finish line. Paul is telling us how confidence actually works. Confidence comes when you know that your work has been tested to be genuine and to be proven, and it's not about the number of outcomes, but the foundation that is supporting what you are doing. This is what Jesus is talking about in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 25. He says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat on that house, but it did not fall, because that had been founded on the rock. When you are in a place and space where your work is authentic and is genuine, you have a level of confidence. So when the weapons form, they do not prosper. So as I went through school and I went through kidney failure, I went through multiple deaths in my family, I went through thing after thing after thing, I understood that this was just tests, trials, and tribulation, because I knew what God was calling me to do. I understood that what I was doing was authentic. And so I had confidence. However, a lot of us have confidence that's built on sand. It looks solid, but when the storms come, unmet goals, rejection, dry seasons, death, whatever happens, everything falls apart. Confidence built on obedience.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.
Friend, something that stresses me out in my quiet time is when I'm trying to highlight something in the book of Joshua, but somehow the ink ends up in the book of Revelation, and the Lord has supplied a solution, Mr. Pen. Mr. Pen is an amazing company that was started by Christian teachers in Louisiana, and girl, you can tell, these Bible study supplies are phenomenal. I have the Bible journaling kit. I also got the Bible study sticky notes and the tabs, and girl, they are everything I need and more. And you need it too, friend. The Bible study kit has highlighters that do not bleed through my Bible. I only want Christ to bleed for me. I don't need the highlighters to do the same. And Mr. Pen has figured out the solution. It has pens, highlighters. It has stickers for prophecies, themes. Like, it is literally everything. And because teachers are teachers, it has a bag to put all of my supplies in. I am in love The Bible study sticky tabs have dates for me to hold myself accountable to memorizing my verses. So I'm not just sitting there staring at them, but I'm able to continue to really progress in learning the word and keeping it in my heart. And I am in love. They even have custom products for churches, schools, conferences. They sell school supplies. They have Bibles. Everything that you need is over at Mr. Penn. So whether you're upgrading your own quiet time or you want to gift for a friend, Mr. Penn is the move. I need you to shop the best Bible journaling supplies on the market and fantastic gifts for the ladies in your life at MrPenn.com. That's MRPEN.com. And guess what? Our audience gets a special discount. Use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today. That is MrPenn.com and use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today. It's to God's call is unshakable because our confidence is in Him. It stands because it's not dependent on applause or comparison. So we have to shift the source of our confidence. Don't build it on unstable ground that's outcomes or chasing somebody else's pace. You have to build it on the foundation of obedience. That is the confidence that's not going to fall apart and it's going to bear fruit that's actually going to last. Researchers call this contingent self-worth when we are building confidence on somebody else's dime. It's a very fancy way of saying that your value feels like it depends on how well you perform or how people respond to you. That is contingent self-worth. When things are going well, you feel like you're on top of the world. But the moment that people stop clapping or you miss a goal, your confidence is in shambles. That is not authentic, sis. It looks strong, but it does not hold you up. So we have to ask ourselves, where is the locus of control? Who do you believe is in charge of your outcomes? When comparison is in charge of your locus of control, it shifts outside of you. So your confidence then depends on what they do, how much they notice, how far they are ahead of you, whether they validate you, and when they don't, you feel powerless. You're questioning God instead of questioning, where have I allowed this control to be? But when your confidence is rooted in authenticity, when it's rooted in your God-given work, that locus of control shifts back to where it belongs, which is back in your hands. Not in a sense that you control everything, but in a sense that you can say, hey, I'm responsible for stewarding what God has put into my hands. That is agency. Research has shown that people with contingent self-worth and that have this external locus of control, they struggle because they have higher anxiety, higher depression rates, and burnout because their stability depends on stuff that is outside of their actual control. But people who root their confidence in authentic values that have an internal locus of control, they are more resilient. They're more stable and they are more satisfied in life. Paul said it way before psychology. Counterfeit confidence is going to have you in shambles. Authentic confidence is going to sustain you. So we understand that in order for us to break free from comparison, we have to first shift our focus from accumulation to authenticity. The second, we have to shift the source of our confidence. And the last strategy is that you have to operate in the full scope of your God-given capacity. Paul ends this verse in verse 5 with, "For each will have to bear his own load." And this word load is the word portion, or where we get the word portion from in English. In the Greek. And I want you to understand that this word load in this verse is different from Galatians 6:2, where it talks about us bearing each other's burdens. Okay. In verse 2, those heavy burdens we are called to carry for each other in community. But in verse 5, this word in the Greek, portion, it means your own personal assignment, a portion that is fitted for you. It's your soldier pack. It is your gear. And it has to be carried individually. You cannot outsource this. No one else can carry it for you. So yes, in Galatians 6 and 2, we're called to bear each other's burdens, but that's a different word than us carrying our own load that Paul uses in Galatians 6 and 5. This is why it's so important to study. You have to understand that in the Bible, it is very clear that God knows how much to give us and what to give to whom. If you look at the parable of the talents from Matthew 25, Jesus said that the master gave to each servant according to his own ability in verse 15. So the servant who had 5 talents was not asked to manage 2. The servant with 1 talent was not expected to return 5 or to manage 5. Everybody was measured by the stewardship of their own capacity. The one who failed did so because he refused responsibility for his portion. He misattributed, there goes that misattribution, who's responsible? He misattributed blame to the master. Master, I knew you were a hard man, in verse 24. Instead of owning what was his to carry. So Paul and Jesus are telling us the same thing. Hey, God is entrusting you with a portion according to your capacity. Your faithfulness is not being judged based on comparison to someone else's portion. Your faithfulness is being judged based on how you steward what God has called you to steward. And this is where comparison eats a lot of us up, because comparison distorts responsibility. Misattribution. At the root, misattribution really means that you are assigning responsibility to the wrong place. Comparison does one of two things with attribution. You either over-attribute, meaning that you are grabbing weights that don't belong to you. You want their success. You want their timeline. You want society's demands or this idealized version of yourself. When you over-attribute, you overfunction. You are doing things that God never called you to do. And then somehow you're upset with God because you're not seeing fruit. But he's like, you're not seeing fruit because that's not your seed. You're planting a seed that don't belong to you on not good ground. It don't belong to you. Or comparison will make you under attribute. You're neglecting what actually is yours, your calling, your family, your spiritual growth. You underfunction, and then you leave the true portion, the true thing that God called you to do, unattended. The result for misattribution is always the same. You're going to be burnt out, and you're not going to have a lot of fruit. You're going to be hustling hard, and you're never going to feel satisfied because you are stewarding misattributed loads instead of doing what God has called you to do. My Bible and yours says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Doesn't mean that there won't be trial and tribulation. However, when you are operating in things that are authentic to you, it's easy. It's easy in terms of like, no, God got it. I might be a little stress pressed here or there, but I understand that the yoke is easy, the burden is light. I love getting on this podcast. I love coding in the app. I love teaching Bible study. I love teaching my students. So while the work itself isn't easy, there's a level of ease because I belong here. Them kids is mollywopping me in clinic because everybody's sick back to school, and there's a level of ease. When we listen to what Paul is telling us, he cuts right down the middle and said, listen, worry about yourself. Bear your own load. In order for you to beat comparison, you have to operate in the full scope of your God-given capacity. You have to steward what belongs to you with diligence. And you have to release what isn't yours with trust. Trust in God. Stewardship is going to produce fruit. Comparison is going to produce futility. Our brains are hardwired for attribution. They are always measuring up and trying to figure out why something happened and then who's responsible for it. If you succeed, you want to know why so you can repeat it. If you fail, you want to know why so you can avoid it. This is not a random drive. This is how God wired and designed us to be able to learn, to grow, and to take responsibility. Attribution gives us a sense of meaning and control. However, here is the dangerous thing about this. When comparison hijacks that process, attribution gets distorted. Instead of helping with your own portion, it twists your conclusions. And that's how you end up misattributing things. You're assigning responsibility to the wrong place. We talked about locus of control. If you wrongly attribute someone else's success as proof of your failure, then you're going to live in envy and in despair. If you wrongly attribute someone else's approval as the reason for your worth, you're going to constantly live in pressure. If you wrongly assign blame for your own responsibilities, it's their fault. Such and such had did this, then you stay stuck living a life of passivity. That's misattribution. And research shows that it leads to burnout, anxiety, depression, because your energy is tied into things that you cannot control. However, when your attribution is accurate, when you are rightly assigning responsibility, when you are rightly coming to the conclusions of what actually is going on here, you can say very clearly, this is mine to carry, and this is not. Now you have more energy. That internal locus of control. Now you can live a life that is authentic and that has agency. This is what scripture calls stewardship. And the fruit is the same. Sustainability. When responsibility is rightly assigned, the work becomes doable and durable. You can keep showing up without falling under the pressure of comparison. So, in order to beat comparison, you have to operate within the full scope of your God-given capacity. God has entrusted you with a portion. It's not my portion. It ain't her portion. It ain't his portion. It's not Cardi's portion. It's not Beyonce's portion. It's your portion, friend. It's yours. He knows the plans that he has for you. Not that society or self-idealized version of your own plans. Comparison is always going to make you scramble. And you're going to scramble up responsibility until you fall apart. When you learn how to operate in the full capacity of your God-given scope, you will be able to live a life that is sustainable. This is not something that's isolated just to coming out of comparison. Understand that in nursing, there are different scopes of practice. When I was a student nurse tech, a patient care tech, there was no way that I'm handing out meds. Why? That is outside of my scope. It is dangerous. I ain't got no business. I don't have the understanding. I don't know the ins and outs. I could kill somebody. There's different scopes. Now, as a nurse practitioner, not only can I give the meds like I did as a nurse, I couldn't write the meds. I wasn't developing the plan of care. As a nurse practitioner, I do all of it. And I understand to stay in my scope so I can make sure that I am practicing in the capacity and to the full totality of my license. So while I can do vitals, and if we're backed up in clinic, I will, it is not practicing in the full capacity of my license for me to sit and do vitals all day when there are things that need to be done for these patients that only I can do. There is a scope of practice. And we have to be okay with operating in the full capacity of the scope that God has given me for my life. You have to stop hauling weights that God never called you to carry. Your yoke don't feel easy and your burden don't feel light because somewhere along the way, you'd have picked up somebody else's cross. And some of us, myself included, have the audacity to try to pick up the Lord's cross. And we could never. You're going to buckle under the pressure every time. We have to stop dropping the actual assignments that God has entrusted to us. Just because it doesn't look extravagant doesn't make it any less important. Some of y'all are raising the country's next leaders. And we're so busy trying to build a platform that you're not focusing in on your kids. There are kids in your community that need help. You have to really ensure that you are not living a life trying to accumulate instead of living in authenticity, that you are not outsourcing your confidence, and that you are really operating within the full scope of what God has called you to do in the capacity that He's giving you so you can live a life of agency. Agency really flourishes when you own what belongs to you, operate in your capacity, and trust God to do the rest. Comparison is not something that is just irritating. Comparison comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. It is the enemy of your agency. It steals your focus. It makes your confidence counterfeit. It overloads you with responsibilities that God never gave you. But God is so kind that He gave Paul the blueprint to give to us in Galatians 6, 4 through 5. Examine your own work so it is authentic. Root your confidence in the right foundation. Steward the load that God has assigned to you. This is not self-help. This is a Spirit-led framework for how to overcome comparison so you can fully step into who God has called you to be. You can live authentically and you can live in your God-given agency. You cannot build a life that doesn't exhaust you while living off of the fuel of comparison. And that's just facts. But if you follow the blueprint that Paul laid out, then you'll find yourself in living a life where you feel aligned, you feel confident, and that life is sustainable. Operating within the full scope of your capacity and bearing fruit that is going to last. And that's what all of this is about. So sis, I pray that this has blessed you. I pray that you understand the danger that comparison has. It's not stealing your joy. Remember, my Bible and yours says that can't nobody steal your joy. You know what it is stealing? Your ability to live life the way that God has called you to live life more abundantly. That is the rest of that scripture in John 10:10, that the enemy comes in to steal, kill, and destroy, but God sent Jesus to come so we could live life and live it more abundantly. How do I do that? I do that by focusing on authenticity. I do that by making sure that my confidence is rooted in the right place. I do that by operating within the full scope of my God-given capacity. I pray that this episode has blessed you, sis. Run it back several times. Go study Galatians 6 verses 4 through 5. I love you, friend. God bless you. And I'll talk to you next week.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.